Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 695. The topic is training, and the title is Finding the Right Position for You. So what I wanted to do was discuss today about the concepts or thoughts behind picking the right positioning for yourself when doing exercises. And this could be, if you're a powerlifter, it would be specific, probably most usage for you would be squats, bench, and deadlifts. If you're a strong man, you look at overhead presses, even deadlift variations for yourself, picking up stones, you know, carrying objects, other positions that you might find yourself in. And then for aesthetic athletes, it would be every exercise that you want to emphasize a singular muscle, isolative movements, that's very important, and even compound movements. Try to find the right positioning to target the right muscle. This is going to be very difficult to do in a podcast in regards to if I were trying to give a specific position for each person. And this is true because the right position is different for each person. And this was the main point that I wanted to get across in the podcast, was that you have to find what's right for you. Unfortunately, if you look at the world of powerlifting, there are coaches and or people who just recommend a singular position for everybody they work with. They'll tell them to do a wide stance with a very upright torso, and they feel that that's going to be the best, like, leveraging torque tension into the hip. So therefore, the person's going to be the strongest. You might find another person that believes that, you know, every powerlifter should be a low bar powerlifter rather than high bar powerlifter when it comes to squats. People have opinions on bench press, whether you should have your hands wide or have your hands close, in the sense of not like your hands touching each other, but closer than the widest grip legally allowed. There are people who say in bench press you should have a high arch, people who say you should have your feet flat on the ground and have good strong stability and support. And in deadlift, there's sumo versus conventional, there's hook grip versus mixed grip. There's all these different options when you're looking at powerlifting of how to position yourself for the three main lifts of squat, bench, and deadlift. If you're an aesthetic athlete, there are an unlimited amount of positional considerations when it comes to finding the right position for you to do any exercise, depending on body length, strengths, and weaknesses. What I want to get across in this podcast is that you have to try a little bit of everything to find what's right for you. And what you should be looking for is a position that maximizes muscle usage. What I'm referring to in regards to what a comparison of that would be is positions that leverage joints to their end ranges and then just rely on the fact of the joint integrity to hold the stress. I've been training people now for 18 years. I've worked with over 2,000 clients. I've taught at the university level of weight training classes that included nutritional components. I've taught exercise physiology. I've had over 500 students when I taught at the university. So I've worked with over 2,500 people in 18 years of being a personal trainer. You're not going to find many people who are going to have that background in regards to experience. I've also done the lifting myself. I've been lifting weights for 20 years. I've added well over 100 pounds of muscle mass to my frame. So in 20 years, I've gained 120 pounds, and I'm at a leaner body fat percentage than I was 120 pounds lighter. I've taken my maxes after 2 years of lifting and have doubled my three lift total since then. So at 36, I can lift twice as much in my total as I could at 18 after 2 years of lifting. So I've progressed in aesthetics and I've progressed in strength in my own story. I've also worked with 2,500 people. I've watched 2,500 people move. I also have personal training certification from ACSM, Corrective Exercise Specialist, from NASM. I have a health and phys ed degree, which has some degree, some usefulness towards this category, and I have a master's in nutrition. I have a lot of formal education. I have a lot of personal experience, and I have a lot of coaching others experience. You will be hard-pressed to find anyone who has that combination. And the reason why I'm pointing this out is what I'm going to say in this podcast might contradict what someone else has said to you. But do they have the experience that I have? Do they have the education that I have? Have they worked with others and not just themselves? So maybe they accomplished something of a high level. And maybe they've worked with 20 or 30 people. That is not a lot. Not at all. So if they believe that there's a single best position that you should be squatting in, they're wrong. There is not a best squat position for all people. Because all people have different body types, they have different strengths, different weaknesses. Everyone moves differently. There should not be a single position that is quote-unquote best. So, for example, for a powerlifter to squat, you're strongest. It does not have to be low bar wide stance. Not at all. You can find people who hold world records with high bar narrow stance. Yes, you can find people who hold world records with low bar wide stance as well. And you can find people who hold world records with everything in between. There is clear evidence when you look at the best in the sport over all weight classes, male and female. There is evidence to see that every positional option can be its best if it's best for that person. So, do not listen to any coach that tells you there's one best position. There might be telling you there's a best position for you. That's fine. But if they're saying there is one position that everyone must get to, everyone must do this to be their best, they are wrong. There are positions that kind of most commonly work for most people. Those are the places that you should start. Give those a try. See how they feel. But you do not have to stay there if those positions don't feel best. What are some considerations that we would think of when we think of what would be best? Well, are you in pain? We want muscle stress, muscle damage. We want muscle discomfort. But we should not have a joint feeling like it's going to snap off. Or very sharp pains on one side of a joint. There may be time that you have to give to something to find the positioning, learn the techniques, and figure it out. That may be 8 weeks. But if you continue to squat in a wide stance with an upright posture, and the outside of your hips hurt worse and worse and worse, you give them a break, you go do something else, you go back to that position, and again, your outside hips hurt. Stop doing that damn position. It's probably not best for your body. You can bring your feet in some. You can bring the bar lower. You can let your torso tilt forward more. Maybe that will give you a position that challenges some weakness you have around your hip joints, but it doesn't have a growing pain that can lead to an acute injury, which leads to a chronic, big, large injury. If you're bench pressing and your elbows hurt all the time, there is something about your positioning that does not match what's best for you. Yes, maybe you need to work on internal, external rotation. Maybe you need to work on your positioning in general of just having your shoulder blades pulled in and down. There are going to be some basic underlying techniques that you need to practice. But in general, if in 8 weeks a position does not feel more confident, feel more comfortable, and it actually feels worse, especially in a joint, that is probably not a good position for you. So when you bench, you do not have to bench to the widest regulation allowed position for a powerlifter. No. There are a ton of amazing bench pressers, world record bench pressers, who do not bench with the widest grip allowed. There are some who do, but there are some who don't. That shows us that not everyone has to do it a specific way. Some people have a high arch, some people have a low arch. You have to find what works best for you. Deadlift. There are people who have world records in sumo, people who have world records in conventional, people who have world records who hook, people who have world records who do mixed grip. There are even people who do a mixed hook grip. Okay? You have to find what works best for you. There is no single answer that everyone must fit into. Now, for aesthetic sports, there doesn't seem to be as much of an argument over what position is best. So, for example, in powerlifting, you'll have a coach who believes that everyone who deadlifts should have their head up. And you'll have coaches who believe that, yeah, if that's right for that person, that's great, but it doesn't have to be everybody. But there are those coaches who believe that everyone should have their head up, regardless of whether it's even the right thing for that person. Regardless of whether it makes their movement mechanics look like absolute shit, and it hurts their back and it rounds them over. Because they don't have the coordination with what that coach is trying to tell them. There are coaches who don't know how to change the way they teach to get the concept they want across to each individual person. In aesthetic sports, I don't feel like there's that much of like a stubbornness to a specific position or specific concept. In aesthetic sports, they have a better understanding of the importance of mind-muscle connection. In aesthetic sports, if they want to do, say, a chest press, whether it's dumbbell, barbell, whatever, with the main intent to focus on their chest, they will position their upper arms at whatever angle allows them to get their chest maximally involved, because that's the main focus. In powerlifting, strength sports, the main focus is move the most weight. However, there's an asterisk. You have to be able to move the most weight for a long time without injury. So the position you're choosing to try to move the most weight, does that give you the ability to do it long-term, pain-free? When pushing yourself in both sports, aesthetic sports and powerlifting, strength sports, there will be times where things flare up and things get annoyed. Our food is up and down, our sleep is up and down, our stress is up and down. Some days we push a little too hard, some days we don't push enough. We get a little bit of annoyance, inflammation in the elbows, the wrists, the shoulder, the hips, the knees, the ankles. There might be a muscle that's kind of cramped and annoyed and kind of tweaked. But those things should come and go. They shouldn't be the same thing over and over again. And they should not be a thing that doesn't ever seem to go away. When we're trying to push our bodies to the limits, you will on occasion go over the limit. Your body will let you know that. You have to pull back, give it time to heal and recover, and then go back and push again. So when we consider this of looking at the right position, how do we find the right position for you? like I said, try some common positions that you hear most people try or do, or the options that you feel are available. Find which ones feel like the most muscular stress, but not joint pain or discomfort. We want muscle challenge, not joint pain. You don't always want to focus on the best leverage for a lift. You want to get the most muscle mass involved. Because over time, you can increase muscle mass, and in doing so, allows you to increase your strength. Increasing strength for aesthetic athletes can then allow you to do more weight for the time under tensions ranges that are appropriate for muscle mass. Therefore, you can develop more muscle. But you have to find the positions and the options that allow you to feel the appropriate stress and challenge. So, powerlifters, strength athletes, do not listen to coaches who tell you there's only one position that's best. Listen to coaches who understand how to take a position and modify it to you. So maybe they start you in a single position. They then tell you to, you know, bring your feet this way or that way, tilt your posture this way or that way, change your hands this way or that way. But they take that position and they modify it to you. That is what you want. For example, I work with online clients all over the United States and even in Europe. I work with a CrossFitter in Spain, a powerlifter in Austria, a rugby player in Pennsylvania, a figure athlete out in California, all from South Carolina. We exchange videos. We talk about good and bad positions. We talk about the thoughts that we want them to think, what we want them to do throughout the lift to get themselves in the right positions, to fire the right muscles, to have the right pathways. It can be done, even without having a coach present. I know a lot of people with the virus are having trouble getting access to gyms. That does not mean that you can't make progress. You absolutely still can. It just takes looking at video of yourself and either being your own coach or hiring a coach. There is a way for you to video yourself and kind of look at different factors that are important. And we have had a past podcast, which I'm trying to look up real quick right now while we talk about this, is the importance of filming yourself, because you can then judge your technique and see if there's anything you can fix on your own. That was actually podcast number 106, titled Benefits of Filming Yourself. So that was way back when. That was an old one. But in that one, we talk about things you should look for in squats, things you should look for in bench press, things you should look for in deadlift. So you can listen to podcast 106 and learn some cues on how to judge yourself, how to be your own trainer. Then there are options to hire trainers. Like I said, like I do this. So we have our options are available on our website, www.burlirongym.com. But this is what you want to do. This is how I became my best. I'm still bettering my best, but how I was able to go from 18 years old, not even be able to squat 315, to have now squatted 600. I could even bench 225, I've benched 430. Couldn't deadlift 315, I've deadlifted 700 pounds. This is how I've helped other people reach elite totals in powerlifting. Top five in national records. How I've helped aesthetic athletes earn pro cards. How I've helped Olympic athletes and professional athletes from a very kind of like variety of sports. Like I said, that's how I'm working with somebody from Spain, Austria, Pennsylvania, California, all across the United States, all across Europe. Because this stuff is possible. You can learn how to find the right position for you. You do not have to be in pain to be your best. You do not have to be in pain to make progress. You need to find the position that's best for you. It might not even be your strongest position. That can be very, very frustrating for people to learn. That what gives them the most weight on the bar isn't actually what's most best for them. I will often have young clients leave at times because they're frustrated. Because they see some other coach tells them to do this, this, and this, and they can add 20, 30, 40 pounds in their maxes. But their knees hurt, their back hurts, their wrists hurt, their elbows hurt. And in 6 months to a year, they're no longer with that coach, they're no longer competing, and or they've come back and realized that the positions I was trying to get them in actually were the best ones. I've seen it happen over and over again. The trainers that I talk to that have the same philosophies as me, they see it happen over and over again. There's that allure of quick results. But often quick results just feed into your weaknesses. Your technical weaknesses, your mental weaknesses. The things you're using in this moment that aren't best to get you to the next moment. They're easy now. They're convenient now. They're useful now. But they aren't what's best for you. So I hope in this podcast, my intent of making today's podcast was to say that when you're looking to find the right position for you, you have to find what works for you, and there is not a single option that works best for everyone. Some people in squats do best with a wide stance. Some people do with a medium stance. Some with a narrow. Some with high bar, some with low bar. In bench press, some people do great with wide grip. Some people do better with closer grip. Some people do great with an arch. Some people don't. Some people are awesome sumo deadlifters or conventional deadlifters. They do hook. They do mixed grip. In aesthetic sports, there are people who like to squat narrow, and that builds their quads the most. There are people who believe a narrow stance leg press is better than squats for building their quads. There are people who then believe in walking lunges as a way to build quads better than the other two. All of those movements, you have to try and practice and find what works best for you. There will be some people who grow best from squats, but there will be others who don't. You need to find what's best for you by experimenting with multiple options and understanding that any of the options might be best. Listen to podcast number 106. Learn how to judge yourself by looking at videos of yourself. Be your own trainer. And if you want help, you want education on it, you want to learn in a faster way, a safer way, you can always reach out and we're always happy to help. Like I said, our options are available on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. You can always email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. I wish you all the best, and I thank you so, so, so much for listening to this podcast. And I always, my hope is that your time invested here is worth it. I want you to live your healthiest, happiest life, and I'm hoping that this podcast can contribute towards that. So, if today's topic was of interest to you, I hope you found information that was helpful. If you feel like there's anything you need clarity on or any extra information, please, please, please reach out. We're always happy to help. We're always happy to listen. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Great. If you feel like today's podcast was helpful and it might help someone you know, please share the podcast. You can share it on social media, text, email, conversation, however you want. But the more people we help, the happier the world will be. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on our social media channels of Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful. And thank you for listening.